Parents, if your kids love listening to audio stories, but you don't want them using your phone all the time to listen to them, you need a Story Button. Story Button is a screenless device that makes it easy to listen to kid podcasts, audiobooks, and more without having to use a tablet, phone, or keep track of any cards or toys. Fan favorites like Miles the Brave and Treasure Galaxy will give your kids an extra spark of exciting imagination, while the bedtime category will help your kids as they get ready to sleep. Go to storybutton.com to learn more and view all the content currently available in the library. Storybutton. Imagination lives here. Hello again, and welcome back to Kids Bible Stories. Today's story is called, This is My Doing, and is Solomon Part 10 in our series. This comes from 1 Kings chapter 12, verses 20 through 24. And Romans 14, verse 11. Before we start today, let's remember that we have an opportunity to help provide food and water to families in Somalia who are in great need of these necessities because there has been no rain now for 4 years. For just $12, you can feed an entire family for a month. The Christian humanitarian organization World Concern is working to help them. Let's partner with them and see how many families we can help by giving $12. Give today at worldconcern.org/KBS. That's worldconcern.org/KBS. The link will also be in the episode notes. Today's episode is made possible thanks to the generosity from Deja and her children, Cohen, Isaiah, and Zachary. Deja said she found this podcast when she was looking for a fun and engaging way to surround her kids in the Word of God. Thanks again, Deja, Cohen, Isaiah, and Zachary. Now to today's episode. Let's remember what we heard last week. The kingdom became divided, just like God said it would. Solomon's son, Rehoboam, we call him Ray for short. Ray will now be the king over the southern kingdom called Judah. And Jeroboam, he will be the king of the northern kingdom called Israel. Let's pick up our story here. When all the Israelites heard that Jeroboam had returned, they called him to the assembly and made him king over all of Israel. Only the tribe of Judah remained loyal to the house of David. That's Ray's kingdom. Ray's cheeks became red with anger. He was hot. He wouldn't stand for this. So when he arrived in Jerusalem, he rounded up all of Judah and the tribe of Benjamin.
Gather all the men of fighting age and tell them, get their weapons ready. We must do battle.
His army was quite large. They gathered 180,000 able young men to go to war against Israel and to regain the kingdom. I imagine some sharpening their weapons, packing their bags, others giving their family a hug goodbye, and then off the army set. March, march, march. To fight Jeroboam's kingdom, Israel. All of the men look ready to fight. But this word of God came to Shemaiah, the man of God. And he said,
Say to Rehoboam, Ray, son of Solomon, king of Judah, and to the rest of the people, this is what the Lord says. Do not go up to fight against your brothers, the Israelites. Go home, every one of you, for this is my doing.
Shemaiah obeyed God and searched for Ray.
Hello? Ray, oh, there you are. I'm so glad I found you, King. I have some news.
And upon finding him, told him the information. Do you think they will listen to him?
Maybe.
Let's see. Well, they listened, paying close attention, and they obeyed the word of the Lord. They packed up their swords and shields and went home again.
Hooray!
Just as the Lord had ordered. Well, that is it for our story today. But before we go, let's think about what we just heard. When King Ray gathered the men to go fight Jeroboam's kingdom of Israel, did they get stopped?
Yes.
By who?
God.
That's right. God said this.
Go home, every one of you, for this is my doing.
Yet again, we hear how God is in control. The Bible says this. As I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. Think about that. Imagine the most important person or strongest person you know. Now imagine that they, too, will bow before God. You see, there have never been, and never will be, any kings, presidents, no person or thing more powerful than our God. And because God is who He says He is, I am thankful to bow before such a loving God. How do I know He's loving? I need only to look to the cross to see that He sent His Son, Jesus, to save us when we did not earn it or deserve it. And if I know He is loving, well, then I can trust His control. I can trust the plans He has for my life. It doesn't always mean His plans are easy. For King Ray, I bet he would have rather tried to win the war and regain his kingdom. But that was not what God had planned for him. Tell me a time you had a plan and it got changed.
So one time we got chickens, and then we had them for like two months, and then we had to give them away, but now they're back with our friends. And they are perfectly fine now. Instead, now we have bunnies.
Thanks for sharing. Maybe you planned to go to the movies, but then you got sick. Maybe you planned to go to the fifth grade, but your teacher said you need to stay in fourth grade a little bit longer. Now, it's completely normal to feel disappointed when plans change, but I hope you can remember today's story and so many others we've talked about, where we saw God is in control, even if we can't always see it or feel it at first. He is. Unlike our human plans that can change, His plans don't. God is working in each part of your life, and my life, your sister, your neighbor, your mom and dad's lives. He was working His plan even in King Ray's life and all the men in the army. This week, remember, God, He has plans for you. Well, that is it for our story today. Thank you so much for joining us. And, as always, bye for now.